to all you bitches. Knew this bitch named Trash, she had a hella fine ass, can't ask, through my hope in the past. Cigarette gave me gonorrhea, pussy dick to the tippy toe like ballerina. Boy, you should have seen her, she had a baby face cream of Farina. Called her Talking Tina, I put my dick in a room. She blew my head like a balloon, I had her walking on the moon.
Yo, I seen you at the five and dime, wasting your time. Oh, you shine, I'm looking at your ass from behind. You walk by smelling like watermelon. You might make me a felon. My eyeballs swelling, my nuts start yelling. Excuse my prick, wanna have a talk with you. I'm sick, my medicine is can I walk with you. Fair physique, after that we could cheat. Laid on the bed, handcuffed with hard meat. Lost, throw, smack it and broke. Nothing can't stop my continuous poke. Compound, porno flick music. Daddy came with it when I wrote it.
Dirt dog, be bouncing on bitches like frog. I pollute the air up like small bitch. I'm up in my jacuzzi, peeping this movie. My bitches are floozy, dirt dog ain't choosy. Pussy move me, pretty black dick up in the booty. I like it muddy and swampy. By now you find your ass up shitty creaky. Don't got no fucking room, me and my mama and my TV. Blackberry squeeze, bitch you a tease. Titty small, I got used to the squeeze. Fuck that shit, I'm through with this bitch. Oh, hen please, can't get a bank of these welfare cheese. Now I can blow 50 G's overseas. I'm doing the breeze in my A50.
Suicidal, she been in more hotels than Bibles. Idol worshiping bitch, rather than type to make vital. Strong on how the bitch maneuver the tongue. From the top of his deck to the bottom of his ass split. I told the car the jet wreck, this wicked bitch was a harlot. But had her trapped up inside the Charlotte Web. She was a choosy fuck for moving and loosely. Cigarette, pussy stay wet and juicy like lemons. Big ass and tight denim. Had the most faithful niggas sinning against the women. And enjoy to watch relationships get destroyed. This unemployed welfare bitch was non-void and shameless. Her attitude was blameless. Even though she had 100 dicks on her nameless. Her obsession caused niggas to get the ass cheek injection. The bitch lied, said she had urinary tract infection. I tried to warn him and bomb him, but she conned him. Called the nigga the fuck a raw dog without no condom.
You people are all trying to achieve the impossible.
That's exactly what we've done. But you'll fail. And you'll all die.
If we die, the next generation will fight them too. And the one after them. For as long as they must. And eventually we shall succeed.
Terror Run.
Hey, you're talking to Bobby Familiar and Jonathan Carbot on Cool Like the Head, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
This is Turn Me On, Nina Simone.
It's going to be a real sexy, sexy night on Cool Like the Head. That's
it's
going to
be sexy tonight.
It's going to be real sexy. So cozy
slip up. Slip into something comfortable.
Maybe something red, something velvet, something silk.
Like a flower waiting to bloom. Like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. Like the desert waiting for rain. Like a school kid waiting for spring, I'm sitting here waiting for you to come on back home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you've been gone. After all, you're the one that turned me off. Now you're the only one that can turn me back on. Ooh, the hi-fi's waiting for a new tune. And my glass glass is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come home and turn me on.
All right, that was the lovely, lovely Nina Simone. It looks like we have a caller, actually, which is an oddity. Let's put him on. Hi, you're on Cool Like the Head. This is Bobby Familiar.
Hey, Bobby Familiar. This is Justin Bleakley.
Oh, okay. And what's your deal, man?
Can I call on a request?
Yeah. What's your request?
It's the Black Out of Gretley. By Gonn, G-O-N-N, some garage rock.
G-O-N-N? Yeah. And what's the name of the song?
The Blackout of Gretley.
The Blackout of Gretley.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's going to fit with the theme of our...
It's some late
60s
garage rock.
Late 60s garage rock? All right, we'll try it out, Justin Bleakley. Only because you're a stroke survivor. Love you, man.
19 years old, we wrote this song, and it was clear back in 1966. In 1985, I got this album called Leave Your Mind at Home, and there was a band called the Fuzz Tones that had done this badass live version of that very same song. Little did I know at the time that me and the guy who sang that version would someday be on a stage together like we are tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. God, Blackout of Gretley. It's Fuzz Tones Gone Primitive. The universe is permeated with the odor of kerosene.
Yeah, I got the lava lamp, though. Hey, Jonathan, I can't really hear you in my microphone. What's up with that? Yeah, I can read. It says mic 4, Jonathan. I'm not an idiot. Come on. Help me out. Oh, actually, you know what? I totally didn't turn your voice on. That's amateur. I still don't hear you, though. You talking into it? It's up, man. It's all the way up here. Try mic 3. Yeah, we don't usually have too many technical difficulties on Cool Like the Head. Anything? Talk.
Yeah, it's mic 3.
Yeah, okay, so mic 4 is just... I guess we won't use mic 4 anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
We were just listening to, very briefly, the blackout at something.
Gretley.
Right.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Honestly, don't worry about it. Yeah, so we got this lava lamp now on the table because everything is broken in the WMFO studio. None of the lights are working.
Yeah, there's a really cliche lava lamp in here, and it almost killed Bobby.
I forgot that lava lamps come in parts.
Yeah,
I just grabbed the base.
There's a lamp part.
You know, that's very similar to some advice my mom gave me all throughout my childhood. She said, Bobby, don't take things from the back of the fridge without taking the things from the front of the fridge out first. Because, you know, I just stick
that's
my hand back there,
goes
grab
back.
Stuff. And what do you mean that's how stuff goes? That's how stuff hits the floor.
I don't know, but, like, the stuff in the back of the fridge is going to go bad if you don't eat it. Like, it's...
Well, yeah, I eat stuff from the back of the fridge.
You're going to eat your way to the back?
No, I'm saying I don't take the things in front
out first.
Rip it out. Yeah, and that's kind of what I did with the lava lamp. And then that's what I did with the lava lamp, and then it fell on my head.
Yeah. Almost running this show solo tonight.
You would have liked that.
It's raining.
Yeah, it started raining really hard. That was kind of nice, though, because I didn't shower today.
I'm feeling kind of greasy.
Yeah. Just let the rain wash all the sins off your body.
Yeah, is that what it does?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I'm not religious, but I do believe in sin.
I believe it's coming back to get ya.
Yeah,
sin.
Definitely. It comes back to bite you in the butt.
Yeah. It's happened to me.
Can you think of a sin you committed recently?
It doesn't have to be a deadly sin.
I'm trying to think of something bad I did recently.
I'm just a good guy.
No, that's not true at all. One time, Jonathan and I were in Trader Joe's, and as we're leaving, he just, like, runs in front of these two elderly women and, like, makes some obscene gesture at them and then runs into the parking lot. I had to stay in the store and apologize to them because of it. It's really traumatic.
Trader Joe's. I really like the cashiers there.
No, there is this one awful cashier at Trader Joe's. He's, like... stupid, tall, handsome guy, and he's always like, oh, well, did you know these are actually the same species of mushroom, even though they're just harvested in different times of the years, you know what I mean? You know shiitake and portobello are actually the
sometimes
same species.
They're a little too chipper.
Like, oh my god, like,
shut the hell
you're awful.
Up.
Yeah.
My goddamn mushrooms.
He's like, that rice is actually made from whole wheat pasta. And it's a short cream. It's like, I don't care, man.
Yeah, it's pasta. That's cool. It's a dollar. Yeah, whatever. Trader Joe's is a little bit deceptively expensive, dude. You know?
No, it's not cheap.
It's not expensive, but it's not cheap. I'm into it, though. I found a caterpillar in my broccoli the other day. Hell, that one's for you. I ate it still.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, man. That's honestly like
it's
a little
organic.
Bit of a blessing when you get a little maggots or caterpillar in the rice because
it means
that's
they're not
protein.
Using pesticides, you know.
They're not using pesticides. You know it's organic because that's alive. That thing's living in there.
Yeah, it was cocooning.
It's cocooning. That's delicious.
I've ripped open the cocoon.
Protein.
And I thought it was part of the broccoli. I thought it was like this is a little offshoots in one of those little webbed little web net. And it wasn't a little bit of protein in my broccoli.
Yeah. No, I always wished I could cocoon myself as a child.
Yeah, I like the feeling of being wrapped.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
tightly.
You know, going back to the womb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading some, I believe it was Alfred Adler. Perhaps psychoanalysis, and he talked about how the physiological parasitic state that the child is in the womb directly transfers to the psychologically parasitic state of the child after birth.
After birth, that sounds tasty.
All right, you're still listening to Cool Like the Head, if you want to, on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbo. We got something sexy coming up. I'll leave you with Intimate Friends, Eddie Kendricks.
Yeah, stay tuned. Come on.
our sets. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt, but tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind, it make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my light when it shines. Just taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. See, we could have mindsets. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. What you know about mindset?
Tell me your interests. Wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly. Cause in my hand, I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt. Your ass under your shirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindsets.
We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindsets. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindsets.
She smiles, I smile. She walks. No, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires. Desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth. Her beautiful black body that no human mind could ever conceive. She's love, she's truth, she's real. As real as the stars that shine in the heavens. As real as the sun that bathes her body. As real as the moon that glows and the birds that sing. And the rose that blossoms in spring. For she is that rose and not just any rose. Oh, but a black rose. Black rose that stands taller and stronger than any other plant. A black rose that stands as creator of nations. A black rose that never loses her petals and blossoms all year round. Black rose, sweet rose, thornless rose, eternal rose. Please look my way. Please look my way. Black Rose.
Hi, you're listening to Cool Like the Head. Our sexy news correspondent, Jonathan Carbutt, has a story for you.
Recently, there was a man dismembered and cooked after sex games. The dismembered, partially cooked corpse of a man missing has been found in a Berlin apartment, where prosecutors believe he was killed after a sex game spiraled out of control. The BZ Daily reported on Wednesday that the deceased, Karsten Schrock,
was found with his limbs expertly carved off with either an axe or a large knife. The body pieces were then wrapped fastidiously in plastic bags and cling wrap and left to sit for in a two-room flat for around 3 weeks.
That journalist has a good vocabulary.
I like fastidious.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Sexy news. It's a new segment on Cool with the Head.
Yeah. How would you determine expertly? I don't get that.
I mean, I feel like when you really get down to it, it'd be harder than you think.
Harder than you think to what? Dismember somebody?
Yeah, definitely.
Why does it sound like we're in an air duct?
We got some strange noise happening in there. Bobby's messing with the AC. I don't know if this is going to go well after the the heat lamp incident.
Yeah, we now took the lava lamp. We took the glass part off. So now it's just the lamp.
It's a lot lighter in here now.
Yeah, I'm thinking about making a lampshade out of one of these napkins to put around it, around the heat lamp.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be good.
Maybe it'll float. Yeah, we're just going to let that sit there for a couple minutes, see what happens.
Dangerous fire hazard in the studio right now. You're listening to Prelude of To a Kiss, Duke Ellington.
No, this is Billie Holiday, right?
No, this is Duke Ellington and Dee Dee Bridgewater.
It's the one with Dee Dee on it. Got it, got it. I like the Duke Ellington big band version of this. The one on his, let this one play out, definitely. He's got a great album called, Moods. It's got this Mood Indigo. A lot of beautiful big band ballads.
I'm liking Dee Dee. What's the sound of this? A prelude to a
beautiful voice. I know we haven't talked about this in a while, but it's just been running through my head lately because I've been doing a lot of reading on psychoanalysis and like the Freudian drive structures. Those being the Eros and Thanatos drives, which are libidinal and death instinct. Libidinal being, you know, sexual drives and aggressive drives. And I've been thinking about that in relation to Hellraiser a lot. For those of you that don't know Hellraiser, it's about these extra-dimensional beings called the Cenobites.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's great. My favorite torture horror movie. And you summon the Cenobites, and they give you the ultimate experience of pleasure and pain, satisfying, you know, your libidinal drive for sexual gratification and your aggressive, masochistic drive. I've been thinking about that, Jonathan. Do you think that's like a magnum opus?
I don't know, man. I don't want to die.
No, it doesn't kill you, man. Not necessarily even Hellraiser. We're not talking Hellraiser, but do you think like the, you know, the pinnacle of human sensory stimulation is it a combination of, you know, extreme pleasure and extreme pain, or is there something else?
kind of sucks, but...
But sometimes pain feels good.
Yeah, sometimes it's good pain. You know, when you're, like, digging under your fingernail a little bit.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's my good pain.
Interesting example.
Just kind of like... I don't know, what's your good pain, man?
Good pain? I like slapping yourself in the face sometimes.
That's a good pain? I think it's more like impact. It's not as much like... More of kind of just like a needling kind of...
Oh, so like what's a good dull pain? I don't know. You know. I'm not sure. I guess I don't really hurt myself that often.
Never just like, you know, you get...
Sometimes I like to hit my head against the wall. I kind of like doing that.
I'm not into the blunt trauma.
It's more... Oh my god.
That's more like punishment.
You're getting sick up in here. It's more punishment. I don't know. It's kind of like a... Well, punishment's a form of pain, isn't it?
I know, but it's not the same. You're not just kind of just sitting there, you know, just... You're really like, I'm bashing my head against a wall right now. It's hardcore.
It's anxiety relieving, honestly. Yeah.
I don't know.
Put some tunes behind us. It sounds like we're in a friggin' like Campbell's soup can.
God, never let you go, Bloodstone. Staying with the sexy vibe tonight.
Yeah, real sexy. I'm feeling sexy. Yeah, cough's going around campus. Not the flu, though.
I don't have the cough. I got a flu shot. This dude's totally anti-vaxxer Bobby over here. Getting a flu shot.
I just get a smoker's. Everyone gets a smoker's cough in the winter. Even non-smokers. Everyone gets a smoker's cough. Jonathan doesn't have a smoker's cough, I guess.
No, I don't have a cough.
Smoker's coughs are honestly cool. It's like a style. It's a style thing.
Yeah.
It's hip.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
yeah, it's cool. Look at his sick ass. Coughing and shit.
Coughing sexy.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, get a little spray from the dude sitting next to you. I'm in this film class, and there's probably like 60 or 70 kids in there. Everyone's coughing. Everyone's like, everyone's working up a little. Like, Jesus, I feel like I'm in like a petri dish. A
septic tank, yeah.
I just want to get me out of here. Fucking hate all you.
That's in the middle of a movie too, right?
Well, just like, you know, when we're having discussions in movies, everyone's sick. I feel it on my skin. Yeah, we were watching The Matrix. Everyone's coughing, ruining it.
Yeah,
I was watching that.
I was looking up Matrix stuff recently, trying to conceptualize the whole battery aspect of it with, you know.
I remember, you were like, kind of under the wrong impression.
I was under the wrong impression, but we're past that. Let's talk about it in a more...
I don't know. There's one scene that I've been really... has been bugging me. You know, when he gives him the red and the blue pills. I'm starting to see it a little differently, you know, when he's going to the Matrix. He's like, you take the red pill... You come with me, you see how deep the rabbit hole goes, and then you take the blue pill, you go home, wake up in your bed, and believe whatever you want to believe. But I don't understand why there needs to be a blue pill for that. Why can't it just be like, you know, you can just leave?
Because it has to be...
It has to be a dream, you know? Divide reality.
The choice has to be within the same operational definitions. You know, it's got to be a pill either way, or else...
What if he...
You know, maybe he doesn't like to swallow pills, so he just already has a bias.
I got a chewable, Red. what if Neo was sitting there, and he just snatches both the pills out of his hand, takes them both, and chugs the water?
The pills don't actually do anything.
No, the pills do, because he goes into the next room, and he's like, the red pill has scattered your... input output something, or that doesn't even make sense.
I think it's a placebo, man. They're both sugar pills or something. It's whether you're with us or not. That's what's important.
I don't know. I think if Neo had been just taken both the pills at once, Morpheus would have been like, damn, this dude is the one.
Like when Alexander goes to that city and they're like, you know, there was a prophecy that the person who would conquer us would solve this knot. Like this giant knot has a specific name because it's a parable now or whatever. Who gives a shit? And he goes up to the knot and he's like, yeah, I can untie this knot. Just chops it in half with his sword. And then he conquered the place.
Yeah.
He's the one, you know, thinking outside of the box.
Chop that shit in half.
Hmm. I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have been like, all right, give me a week. I'll come back. Maybe I'll have it untied. How hard could it not be, though? I mean, apparently it'd been around for a long time. Yeah.
When you get that thing on your, like, you accidentally, like, pull the laces tight and it's just a tiny little one knot, you know, the thing I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah, I actually have a lot of knots in my laces because of that. It's kind of nice because it keeps them at the same length on either side of the shoe.
Nah.
I have issues with that. Like, over time, one side of my lace will become exponentially longer than the other side.
Yeah, I hate that.
I mean, it's something you gotta live with, you know, man. That's just day-to-day life. You can't let that kind of thing bring you down.
I'm trying to get Velcro shoes back in the game.
Mm-hmm. Velcro should be a lot cooler than it is. It's what astronauts use, you know? Yeah. Like, why is it not cool?
No one's really gone after that cool Velcro.
Cool,
like,
Velcro, yeah.
Like, where's the Nike Velcro at?
Some Velcro jackets.
Yeah. I want Velcro pants. I want everything Velcro.
Everything Velcro, yeah. That's, you know, anything in the future, they're always like, what's the sound that when they take their clothes off? It's yeah. They're Velcroing all their clothes.
Because I feel like if you had Velcro, you know, holding you together with all your, you could just rip it all off and you don't have to sit there and unbutton and you go,
yeah,
I'm naked.
Like, what?
That'll be the new Velcro sound.
Sexy.
Karate chop.
Real sexy. You're still listening to Cool Like the Head sexy episode.
Yeah, this is the sexy episode. Yeah, it's kind of gross, man. Yeah.
We were talking about auditory, you know, whatever. Audio is a very visual stimulus.
Yeah,
really
definitely.
Puts you in the...
Watching some videos.
First person, you know.
And for I feel like audio is really the thing that sticks with you, you know?
Yeah.
For the radio's good.
Mm-hmm. It was Ira Glass, actually, that said audio is video, or audio is very visual experience.
You listening to Baby Come Close, Smokey Robinson. Unless you listen to this one.
Let me
All right, you're listening to Cool Like the Head. We got a caller, Rob from Concord. Hello, Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, guys, I got this list of four things. I need you to tell me whether or not they're sexy.
Okay, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I gotta know, how about the Venus de Milo?
The what?
What is it?
The Venus de Milo?
The Venus de Milo. What?
Describe it to us. Tell us about it. You know, entice
like
us.
A statue of a naked woman. You know.
Sounds sexy already. Wait, what is the Venus, what is the action? I'm familiar with Venus, like Aphrodite, right?
Right.
I'm looking at it right now. Actually,
let me see a picture of this.
It is pretty. Okay.
Oh,
very classic.
I know that statue. I just wasn't familiar with the name. You know, I don't know if this is sexy and maybe more just beautiful.
Yeah, this is
right?
this is beautiful.
Yeah, so...
But not sexy.
Not sexy.
I don't know. Sexy, you know, has a little... Has kind of
the statue doesn't entice me, but the form is, you know, aesthetic, right?
It's a beautiful form.
It's a beautiful form.
Okay.
I love this statue. What's her next? What's her next sexy item?
It doesn't turn me on,
next,
you know.
The next thing that I have a question about, whether or not it's sexy... It's heterochromia.
Heterochromia, what is that?
Where you have two different eye colors.
Oh, yes, I'm looking at this right now, too. Yeah, this is kind of...
Like a little bit
it's subtle. It's subtle, but it's, you know, it's something that I like that, you know, it's unique.
Definitely.
I think that's sexy.
It's enticing.
You know, yeah, it's like, it's really... you're not going to notice that until you get real close.
Yeah, you got to be, you know... Kissing distance. Kissing
distance.
You got
brown and blue.
Not something you notice right away.
Yeah. Do you have heterochromia, Rob?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
Some notable people have. Apparently, Mila Kunis has heterochromia.
Mm, she's
Olivia
sexy.
Wilde.
Also sexy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine.
Two is a yes, Rob.
You got it. What's the next one, man?
The next question I got is Betty White.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Betty That's White was definitely... sexy before sliced bread, man.
She's sexy now. Betty White.
Yeah, come on.
She's sexy now?
Betty White back in the day, she's banging. Betty White now, she's...
Famous.
I mean, Betty White pays... I mean, I've seen some nude photos of Betty White. She was... Back in the day, she...
Oh, Jonathan's showing me some photos right now. Why are all these photos censored? This is the internet. That's not Betty White.
That's Betty White?
That's not Betty White. Are you serious?
Betty White has been through a lot. You know?
Wow.
She was a model.
Hey, all right. Yeah, so, yes, again.
Okay. So we've got two things that are sexy, one thing that is beautiful but not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Last question. Dirty talking on a cell phone.
I don't know about that one.
Grimy.
Yeah, it's more, you know...
Yeah, grimy.
It's more like, sleazy.
Like
maybe sexy between... Well, are you... Like, is this like maybe a sex worker? You know, like one of those hotlines? That's not sexy. That's sleazy.
I guess it depends on who it's coming from, you know? I mean, who are we talking to? You know?
I mean, is that ever acceptable? Is that ever sexy?
I mean, if President Obama called me up and started dirty talking, I think that'd be pretty sexy.
No, Michelle.
Or Michelle, yeah.
Michelle, damn. Mm. Yeah, that's sexy. I don't know, though. I mean, I feel like it's... Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a... It's a weird thing, you know? It's over the phone. It's a little removed.
Mm.
The hotlines, nah. I've been there.
All right, I thought one more thing.
Oh, okay. One more thing, Rob. One more thing.
Number five.
Is Justin Bleakley sexy?
Justin Bleakley.
Yeah, I mean, if you like that kind of type, you know.
Because, like, I'm sitting in the room with him, and that's the reason I'm calling into your show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin Bleakley.
Justin Bleakley, not sexy.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Sorry, Justin.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He's on the internet. So, man. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling in, Rob.
Thanks.
That was a lot of fun. All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have a good night.
Thanks for the help.
Are we still listening to Jocko?
Yeah, by request of Rob, a remark you made, Weather Report. I like that.
You know, I realized he was talking about Concord, New Hampshire is where you're from. I thought it was Concord, Massachusetts. Damn. Yeah, he's from the capital. Concord, New Hampshire.
It's the great.
Best city in New Hampshire. Actually, no, second best city. Portsmouth is the best city in New Hampshire.
Never been to either.
Yeah, no. Concord's not a great town, though. Got a couple of nice quarries by some also very nice graveyards that are good to hang out in.
Nice graveyards?
Mm-hmm.
That's a measure of a town.
I've been thinking recently about just buying a whole bunch of Ouija boards and just planting them in graveyards. Because, you know, a Ouija board isn't something that you can buy and then just own yourself. It's something that you need to come across. You know, you need to find a Ouija board in like a dumpster or something like that.
Yeah, you know.
Or some guy just is, you know, freaking out on something, runs up to you and is like, take this, please, yeah, and Ouija just boards, runs away.
It's got to have some history to it. You know, it's got to have a couple nick marks, you know, like maybe a blood
stain. It can't be, you know, wrapped in plastic. No, what is that? That's not going to contact anything.
You can't pop that out of the bag. Like,
no spirits are gonna get in that. It's got to be dusty. Couple tears, some blood stains on it.
Yeah. I mean, Ouija boards are kind of just bullshit in general.
Yeah, if there was any way to contact the spiritual realm, it would not be through a board game.
Yeah, I don't. I'll watch a movie about that. Go out there, see Ouija 2, The Origins of Evil. It's real, real bad, but real good. Saw it tonight.
What do you mean by real bad, real good?
It's one of those real bad, real good.
It's good because it's shitty?
No, you know, I mean, it's just like, it's bad, but it's good. I mean, I don't know what to say.
You would not make a good movie critic, Jonathan.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I mean, there's some things that strike you. You know, I mean, at one point, there's... I can't even... I won't ruin it, you know, because I feel like I will. There's a lot of twists and turns, though. I'll say that.
Lots of twists and turns.
Involving Ouija boards.
Freaky demons. Stuff. Remember my sister got really freaked out using a Ouija board in her room with her friend Emma?
That's one of the rules. The three rules. You don't play alone. You don't play in a graveyard. And you always say goodbye. Those are the three rules of a Ouija board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always say goodbye.
You can't play alone, though, you know?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can, but you can't, you know? Like that's why it's a rule.
Because you're too scared to play alone? Because
it might start moving your hands. Ouija boards are scary.
I feel like playing a graveyard would be more convenient for the spirits as well. They don't have to travel
as
far.
That's when you get the bad ones, man. You don't fuck with that. It's one of the rules, all right?
I assume they break the rules in the movie, right?
Yeah.
That's how shit starts going
but
wrong.
But they don't know they break the rules, you know? They got a bunch of bodies buried up in the basement. So they're playing in a cemetery, but they don't even know it.
That's not really a cemetery. So you can't play anywhere there's
graveyard.
Dead bodies.
They're buried in the basement. Yeah, that's how good.
I wonder how many of your houses are. That's the twist of the movie. Is that they're in a graveyard the whole time?
It's a twist. It's not the twist.
Okay, so you didn't ruin the movie.
Yeah, it's kind of ruined it.
I wonder how many people have graveyards in their basement and don't even know it. That's something to go sleep with. Go sleep on that.
Yeah, sleep on it.
Yeah.
Sleep on those dead bodies in your basement.
I wonder how many listeners are living in murder houses right now.
Probably mine.
Probably at least a quarter of the listeners are listening in murder houses.
Yeah, like maybe a really old murder. You got some bones. I don't know.
Something from the 1800s, you know?
Maybe someone's got someone fresh, you know, in the basement right now. They're making it a murder house.
Someone's committing murder. Maybe one of our listeners.
Hey, you know, don't
I hope
listen
we have
the...
that diversification of listener audience.
Sexy News was a news segment that happened. It can happen.
It could be you.
It can happen to you.
Because
it happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Yeah, it's 11:54. We'll don't worry. We'll send you out with a slow jam. You know, we won't do you bad like that.
Yeah, we got a.
Always send you out with
thinking
a slow
some
jam.
Javan.
Yeah. Play a little Javan.
Javan.
Right now. No, it's like Javan. I don't know. Javan. Portuguese is hard.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. You know? It's close to Spanish. Not
Javan. Like,
Javan.
Javan.
I feel like they're saying it so fast.
It's like Django. Javan.
Javan.
Java.
A lot of Laos, you know, in Portuguese.
Chega de saudade.
Yeah.
Java.
Descalço num pequeno espaço, deitado em quarto crescente, pálido, cálido, espírito ausente, calado, de corpo fechado. Traço, não sigo, não sou obrigado. Não faço segredo, não sou bem dotado. Cabeça feita, visão na estrada. Esqueço do medo, não choro por nada. No braço do mar, bem na ponta da areia, a terra treme, o tempo serra. Quem manda na chuva é o vento. Quem manda na chuva é o vento. E para raio vento, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, e para o tempo, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, cata vento. Descalço num pequeno espaço, deitado em quarto crescente, pálido, cálido, espírito ausente, calado, de corpo fechado. Traço, não sigo, não sou obrigado. Não faço segredo, não sou bem dotado. Cabeça feita, visão na estrada. Esqueço do medo, não choro por nada. No braço do mar, bem na ponta da areia, a terra treme, o tempo serra. Quem manda na chuva é o vento. Quem manda na chuva é o vento. Para raio, vento, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, e para o tempo, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, e para raio, e para raio, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, e para raio, cata vento, e para raio, e para
Alright, this is Cool Like the Head signing off. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbutt. We're leaving you at 11:57 with Who's That Lady?
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Alright, good night, babies. Mwah.
That lady,
who's that lady?
Beautiful lady,
who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
That real, real, real fine lady,
the beautiful lady.
I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I didn't get a chance.
I didn't get a chance
to ask her to dance.
To ask her to dance.
It was love. First sight,
love at first sight.
I just saw her tonight.
Just saw her tonight.
And I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I like the way she danced in the dark and disappeared in the night. And oh, she stole my heart. It was love at first sight. Who's that lady? Somebody
friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Word to God, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill
stems and crack. I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much